very nice verse for Krishnadas Thakura Goswami offers his prana to Srila Ramananda Roy. Krishna He is Swayam Rupa Govinda. It becomes the Kalapun for Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. He is Avatar, the source of all avatars. And he has so many different associates in Vrindavan. And I've tried to describe that when the Lord wants to enjoy some different lila, he wants to enjoy some Nara lila, human life pastime, but mixed with some Aishvarya, then he manifests his Mathura and Dwarka lila. And the same associates of Vrindavan, they expand themselves into the associates and Mathura and Dwarka. When he wants to enjoy Purna Aishvarya lila, then Lord Balaram manifests his Vaikuntha, and Parishas of Vrindavan manifests as the Vaikuntha Bhaktis. When he wants to enjoy his pastimes, his Mariyada Purushottam, or the embodiment of Vedic rules and regulations, then Bhagavan becomes Ramachandra, and Balaram manifests himself as Ayodhya, and the Lord Vrindavan's associates manifest himself as the Ayodhya Bhaktis and the monkeys and associates of Lord Ramachandra. They do this according to the desire of the Lord, and they do this according to the mood of the Lord. They're not coming like sometimes people go to, many people want to go to New York, or they want to go to Paris for vacation. We have Lisbon time today. It used to be, hundreds of years ago in India, the mentality was a parikrama, a tirthayatra. And in Islamic society, we see there's still something today. They have the Hajj, and want to go to Mecca. And still in Hinduism today, we have some idea about it. People go to Dwarka, they go to Maneshram, they go to different tirthastalas. But that mood has become much weaker in Kali Yuga, where it used to be everything. Now when they're going, they bring a camera with them. They buy a hat, I was there. And they maybe go to some non-veg restaurants, and they watch some television, and they're doing different things, and it's kind of a mixture of things. So many people go to Jagannath Puri to go swimming on the beach, or to buy some nice fish on the beach, or to buy some saris or clothes in the shops there. And they're thinking that we'll go and we'll get some benefit of doing parikrama, and we'll also do our other business. So there's some mix in that. But originally the culture was a very pure culture that everyone should go into purification and we go to these places for this purpose. It was for the purpose of our purification, and higher persons understood it was for the purpose of pleasing the Lord. For a devotee, who's a surrendered devotee, initiated devotee, he doesn't have to go on purification. And Thakur says that Tirtha Yatra Parisham is just an over-endeavor. It's overrated business. Because if you're initiated, once one devotee, he told me that you should come to Mahakumbh Mela, the only chance you're going to get for so long. And I asked him, I said, what is the benefit if I go to Mahakumbh Mela? Oh, you take bath and prayat, and you get so much spiritual benefit. What benefit do I get? Well, at that time, the Amrit is present there. Become purified, and you can get liberation. I said, I don't want liberation. Mukti kucha valohai nama bhakta hoiti. That's a very insignificant thing. Janmi Janmi Prabhu say, we pray for something more than that. I said, so you get some purification. What will be the best benefit of that? You get some sadhu sangha. What's the benefit of sadhu sangha? You do nam bhajan. I'm already doing nam bhajan. What's the benefit of Nambhajan? You find Guru. I said, I already have Guru. And what's the benefit of finding Guru and getting initiated? You get some instruction, some service. So similarly, I said, I already have instruction and service. So if I leave my service and I go to your Kumbh Mela, it'll be a fall down. it won't be an auspicious activity for me. It will be a fall down for me. So we should have this kind of mood towards going to the Dham and serving the Lord. It's for the Lord's pleasure, for Guru's pleasure. So the associates of the Lord, they simply want to please Krishna. And when they see that Krishna comes in a different mood, when he comes as Ramachandra, when he comes as Madhusha Parma, the Raha and Shrinha, his associates also come and they manifest corresponding forms to enhance that particular lila. So here in this verse we're reading today, not just any Vaishnava, but Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who is the king of the Vaishnavas, he is describing Ramananda Roy Moore, Koti Namaskar. I offer 10 million obeisances to Ramananda Roy. Because Janamukhi Kaila Prabhu Rashida Vishal, from his mouth, Mahaprabhu expanded this Rasa. So he's given a very special place to Ramananda Roy. We should try to understand Ramananda Roy's position and what service that he came to do in Gaura Leela. If we can understand that, it'll be very, very beneficial for us. If we can understand that, we can praise him today for his mercy. We should be very deep and not just be like some tourists going to the Dham, taking some pictures or doing something for our own pleasure. Thakur Bhaktivinoda knows in Harinam Chintamani, he says a very interesting thing. He says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose Bhakti Roop, who's come in the form of a devotee, although he's Bhagavan himself, was moved as a devotee. He, for the first time, he was in uncharted territory. He didn't know this thing. Although he's Purna Bhagavan, although he's Sarvajna, he knows everything, he's completely cool, he couldn't understand what it is to be a devotee. Because he had a different job. His job is Kirti Vishwa. He's the supreme object of love, Bhagavan. He can't understand the Kirti Ashray, the abode of that love, the Bhakta. And because he became greedy for that, he came as a devotee. And this is why we don't put a peacock feather on his head, why we don't put a flute in his hand, why we don't worship him as Krishna. You won't find that in any Gaudiya temples, any traditional Gaudiya temple. So some person who we don't agree with their philosophy, but Srila Bhaktisiddhanta wouldn't allow that. So Mahaprabhu came in the mood of devotee, and Bhaktisiddhanta says that he empowered four different devotees to speak to him. He empowered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to speak to him about Mukti Tattva. What is really Mukti? What is really liberation? Tatvenu kambam sisamikshamano ujjana ilatma yukam yupasam ribbhav kapibir vidadanyam state vidaya yomukti padeva tatva. This verse in the 10th canto spoken by Lord Brahma was not appreciated by Sarvabhauma after he became a devotee. He said, what is this mukti padeya? I don't want mukti. We want bhakti. I'm going to change this verse to bhakti padeya. And Mahaprabhu said, no, no. Mukti padeya means bhakti padeya. It implies that automatically. So through the mouth of Sarvabhauma, he taught himself, although he's the source of all knowledge, Vedanta Krishna, he's the source of Vedanta, he's the knower of Vedanta, but still he's speaking through the mouth of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Similarly, he spoke through the mouth of Haridas Thakur about Nam Tattva. He is Nam. Apanatva Nama Namino. That personality who is manifested, who's appeared here in the form of his name, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's Sankirtanaika Pitaro. He's the father of the Sankirtan movement. But still, he's learning from the mouth of Haridas Thakur about Nam Tattva. And that's Harinam Chintamani. So the Lord learned from his devotees. And he learned through the mouth of Rupa Goswami the science of Rasa Tattva. He knows Rasa Tattva. He's Rasika Shekhar. But still, in the mood of a devotee, he wants to come and hear. Because now he's trying to learn Rasa Tattva from the other angle. He knows it from the top looking down as Krishna. But he doesn't understand it from the bottom looking up as a devotee. So he hears from Rupa Goswami, and he empowers Rupa Goswami in that way. And similarly, Acharya described that he learned Yugala Milan Madhuri, the very sweet science about Yugala Milan, the oneness of the divine couple from the mouth of Srila Ramananda Roy. So we can say a few words about the life of Ramananda Roy. Actually, not so much is known about him. We don't know the exact year that he appeared, approximately 500 years ago. We know that he appeared in the village known as Bentapur, which is not far from Brahmagiri, Alarnath. And we'll be taking some of you there, we're very fortunate, in another couple weeks from now. That's a very, very special place. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he's described that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had four most intimate associates. Which he describes as three and a half. Those four personalities are Ramananda Roy, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Sikhi Mahiti, and Madhavi Devi. So out of those four personalities, the half of which is Madhavi Devi, because she's born in the body of a woman, it's not that she was a paraplegic and didn't have legs or some horrible thing, that's why she's half. It's not that, because women are less than men. Women are not less than men. Women are more than men. That's what our movement's all about. To show the superiority of Srimati Radharani, Krishna came as Mahaprabhu. But because Mahaprabhu had come as a sannyasi, the Dandadari, he was following very strict rules and regulations that he couldn't associate with her intimately, like he did with Ramananda Roy, Sri Damodar, and Sikhi Mahiti. So Madhavi Devi is considered to be a half in social. Madhavi Devi and Sikhi Mahiti and Ramananda Roy were all born in the same family. Sikhi Mahiti and Madhavi Devi are brother and sister, and they were the cousins of Ramananda Roy. And some of Ramananda Roy's descendants are still living there today. They're the Choudhury Putnaik family. And Ramananda Roy was the son of Bhavananda Roy. Bhavananda Roy had five sons, the oldest of whom was Ramananda Roy. And then there was Gopinath Patanayak, Kalanidhi, Sudanidhi, and Vaninath Nayak. Once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Bhavananda Roy, Alingana Kori Kamre, Kori Lavataya, Vinhamu Pamsha Parva. Village to see Ramananda Roy. When was he going there? He was going there during the time known as the Anavasya period, the 2 weeks which take place after the Snan Yatra, the Snan Purnima. The Lord Jagannath had his public bath, and then afterwards he seemed to become sick for a few weeks. And during that time, every year, Mahaprabhu would go to Alarnath, Brahmagiri. Why he went there? It's a very, very esoteric and deep question. I hope we can share something about that with you later on. Not today, but very future. So when he would go there, he would also visit Bentapur. Bentapur is a very special place because out of his four most intimate associates of Mahaprabhu, and we're not counting the Pancha, the Panchatattva, because those personalities are under their limbs of Shukshupanya Mahaprabhu. They're in a different kind of category. But these four most intimate devotees, out of the four of them, one of them, Srupa Damodara, was originally from West Bengal. The other three, Ramananda Roy, Imahisi, Madhavi Devi, are all from Orissa. In fact, they're all from the same village of Bentipur. That's a very, very special village. And we go there, we'll see some of the paraphernalia of Ramananda Roy. His original sword is there, Lekhana, his pen that he wrote Jagannath Balabha Natakam with, and other very wonderful songs, books. His water pot is there, his original Bhagavatam is there. And also there's a temple there, the deities of Radha Gopinath, which are worshipped by Madhavi Devi. So Mahaprabhu was going there, I say, once every year to see Bhagavananda Roy and his son. And Mahaprabhu told Bhagavananda Roy something about how dear his son, and especially Ramananda Roy, were to him. Ei pancha putra omahora priya paina Ramananda samura deha priya maina Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ei pancha putra omahora priya paina. These five sons of yours, they're more of priya paina. They're very, very dear devotees of mine. But he says, Ramananda Saha Mora Deha Deha Matra. Ramananda and I, our bodies are not different. Ramananda Roy is a very, very intimate devotee. Very, very special devotee in connection with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By their caste, the family of Ramananda Roy and Sikhi Mahiti and Madhavi Devi, they were Karnas, which is sometimes known as Kayasas, sometimes known as Sudras. Some people say that Madhavi Devi, she was one of the persons who was writing the literature. There's one book which is not coming to my mind. It should come to my mind. What is it called? The Mother of Panchi. She was one of the persons helping to compile the Mother of Panchi, which literally means the Drum Chronicle. It was a book. You understand the Drum Chronicle, you go see Ramananda Roy's Bhagavatam, which is rolled up like a drum. You have to see it and understand. So this Mother Lapunji is like a history of the Jagannath Temple. And it's said that Madhavi Devi was first instructed by Mahaprabhu to be one of the authors, one of the writers of that Mother Lapunji. But anyway, the Karna caste, this is something that is been astrologers sometimes writing in a history. And Ramananda Roy also was the governor of Madras. He was a very big personality in the administration of Maharaj Pratapurudra. And the Gaurabhanda Dipika gives some description of Ramananda Roy. And it says that he's four different persons. How do we understand that? He's Arjuna of the Panchapandavas. And he's the cowboy boy named Arjuna. And he's Arjuna Gopi. Three different personalities. And according to the version of Gaurabhanda Dipika we have today, he's Lalita. But this is a little controversial. Srila Prabhupada, he writes in one purport in the same chapter, Madhyamala chapter 8, text 23, says that Srila Ramananda Roy was an incarnation of the Gopi Vishaka. And actually there's more evidence. He said that Rupa Goswami, you know, his literature is described like this. One scholar was writing that, I didn't have a chance to see that particular literature. And other historical books, the Chaitanya Bhagavata by Ishwara Das, the Rear Associate of Mahaprabhu, describes Ramananda Roy as Vishaka. Most of the literatures describe him as Vishaka. There's a nice Bengali poem in this regard, I'll sing a few lines of, speaking something about the significance of Ramananda Roy. Yeah. He's the ocean of transcendental mellow and the abode of Rasa. By his own will, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was mad for Rasa, happily took bath in that ocean of Rasa, known as Ramananda Roy. Goda hey, Goda prema Rasa Palananda Manda Jaya Jaya Ramananda Roy. Asalama sa kande, Nankara Adrami Kuka Kori Hari Rama Roy. Goda hey, all glories, all glories to Ramananda Roy. He's the condensed form of Gaura Prima Rasa and the son of Bhavananda Roy. Out of his mercy, he appeared in the village of Ventapur near to Amarnath. Gaura hai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya na, Shidhadharamara, Sakara. He whose name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya is none other than Sri Radhika Ram. To bring pleasure to him, Sri Visakha Sundari, Ramananda Namadari, Pudaya Haulas Aranisha, Visakha Sakhi appeared in this world is Ramananda Roy. It's said that in his childhood, Ramananda Roy constantly shed tears from his eyes while singing the stories about Radha and Krishna. And he would do nothing as a young boy but act out the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, making new groves, kundas for their pleasure. Kaisa iti alpha jini sarva shastri adhyayami supandita sadhanayi. During his teenage years, in just a very short time, shidra, he learned all the shastri and became the chief of all the pandits. Bhakati Siddham Sakani Rasika Mukutamani Nijabuni Jagat Jini. He was the reservoir of Bhakti Siddham. He's the crown jewel of all the Rasi, and he won over the whole universe with his wonderful qualities. Prataparuja Maharaj Jani Nina Jagamaj Ramananda Apurva Ratana. Recognizing this great jewel of Ramananda Roy, Maharaj Prataparuja gave him charge of the kingdom of Rasa, recognizing his very, very exalted qualities. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he first came to Jagannath Puri, he initially met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhauma, by his mercy, became a devotee, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita. According to Chaitanya Bhagavad, he was already a devotee. How this came in discrepancy, that's another discussion. We could be talking, but we don't have time for that today. So after he became a devotee, Sarvabhauma told him, oh, now I understand this Ramananda Roy. Before I couldn't understand him. Before I was making fun of him. Those Hare Krishna people, they don't know maybe they don't. They don't know that they're just singing and dancing. They're all sentimentalists. And this Ramananda Roy, he's a sentimentalist. He was thinking like that. But after he became a devotee, he realized, oh, I made a mistake. Actually, Ramananda Roy is very, very special. So Sarvabhauma told Mahaprabhu that when you go to South India, that you should stop on the bank of the Godavari, there in Vijayanagar, and you should see Ramananda Roy. So Mahaprabhu, after he had darshan of Jyota Nisringha, which we might find some significance in that pastime, Mahaprabhu, some people say, we don't worship Lord Trinity. We only worship Radha Krishna. We're lucky. Well, it's true that our Isha Devi is Radha Krishna, not Nishinadeva. And we don't officially worship Lord Nishinadeva. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he worshipped Lord Nishinadeva. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was worshipping Radha Raman. But how did Radha Raman come? Because he was meditating on Lord Nishinadeva. And how Lord Nishinadeva came from a stone pillar. And the next morning, Radha Raman appeared from a solid Shiva. So Mahaprabhu, when he was going to South India, before he went to see Ramananda Roy, he first visited Jyada Nishinga. And we could assign some significance to this in the sense that we worship Lord Nishinadeva to take away our material desires. And before he met with Ramananda Roy, he's going to hear some very high siddhanta from him. He showed us that before we try to enter into these things, we first pray for anartha nivritti. Srila Bhaktivedanta says, before artha nivritti is anartha nivritti. We have to purify our hearts. But we also have to understand what is artha nivritti, what is the goal. So to teach us that, Mahaprabhu manifested these pastimes in Ramananda Roy. We could make a strong case that of all the literature in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the most important section is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 8. In that chapter, you find everything. You find a condensed version of all of our siddhanta. In this chapter is a description of the meeting of Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the subject which Ramananda Roy spoke to Mahaprabhu, this chapter is known by some Vaishnavas as Ramananda Sambhad. And as we say, within this chapter, you'll find everything, all of our Gaudiya Siddhanta. Today, we'll briefly touch on the different subject matters in this chapter. But to speak elaborately about it would take many weeks. It's a very, very big subject. Sometimes we do some seminar on Ramananda Sambhad. We don't have time for that today. So, Mahaprabhu went there to the Godavari River, and when he arrived there, he saw the Jamuna. And he saw the forest on the bank of the Godavari as none different from Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu became very ecstatic, and he began chanting and dancing there. And then at the end of the day, Mahaprabhu crossed the river and took his bath on the other side. At that time, suddenly he heard the sound of some music. And Ramananda Roy arrived there with a palanquin. Later in the same chapter, it's described that he had over 1,000 associates with him. Those were his servants and associates, people who wanted to associate with him or people who were serving him. He was a very big man to go with 1,000 persons. Many of those persons were Brahmins who liked Ramananda Roy very much. They were very traditional Vedic Brahmins. Chanting and mantras and things. So when Mahaprabhu saw Ramananda Roy, he became ecstatic. And immediately he wanted to jump up to meet him. And it's said by Kaviraj Goswami that his mind ran to see him. But Mahaprabhu controlled himself. And he sat there in one place. And then when Ramananda Roy, when he saw that very effulgent sannyasi, who looked as brilliant as 100 suns, who had a very large body, very tall, very strongly built body, and his eyes resembled lotus flowers. He became ecstatic. And Ramananda Roy ran over there, and he offered his dandavat pranams to him. Mahaprabhu stood up, and he told Ramananda Roy, get up, chant Krishna's name. And Mahaprabhu asked him, are you Ramananda Roy? And Ramananda Roy said, yes, I'm your very low servant. And I'm born in a Sudra family. He didn't try to impress him. Yes, I'm the person you're looking for. You wanted to hear something about Radha Krishna Sattva? Yes, I'm the person to come through. He didn't behave like that. And there's a great lesson in this for us. Sakura Bhakti, we know he sings in one song. Hari Hare, Hari Rajare, 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 Hari This is me. I have very bad behavior. I'm a very wicked person. I have no good quality. I never did sadhu sangha. But now, I come to Punjabi Bagh temple, blowing sadhu vesh. I'm dressed like a sadhu. I'm in upadesh. And I'm instructing everyone here. A bodo maya ranga. This is my big joke. So Ramananda Roy spoke something like this to Mahaprabhu. He said that I am a very, very sinful person. He didn't say, look how many people I have with me. I'm a big man. I'm a temple president here, Baba. He didn't speak like that. He said, I am the most wicked, fallen sinner. And this is his qualification. Of course, his qualification is that he's a Shakasaki. But he's teaching us the qualification to speak Krishna Katha. We should be a pujari. We're just waving some incense and repeating some words and it doesn't belong to us. The deity is the Krishna Katha. And our qualification is that we don't get in the way. We don't think it belongs to us. So he spoke like that to Mahaprabhu. He said that, say Hamadasa Shudramanga. I am your very low servant, and I come from a Sudra family. He didn't tell me. I'm the king, the governor of Madras, and Maharaja Dasaratha Guru. Mahaprabhu embraced Ramananda Roy at that time in great ecstasy. And at that time, Kaviraj Goswami described Svabhavika Prima Ramavidaya Moriva Namavandiya. Sabhavika prema. Sabhavika prema. Why do you use the word sabhavika? They're natural prema. How is it natural prema? They've never met each other before. It's natural prema because they're meeting again after a long time. It's Vishaka Sakya. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Sabhavika prema dona udaya korila. Their natural love for each other awakened, they embraced each other, and they fell down on the ground in ecstasy. And at that time, all the different ecstatic symptoms of a specific karabhav manifested: paralysis, perspiration, tears, shivering, paleness, standing of the hairs in their body. And in a faltering voice, both of them were saying, Krishna, Krishna. This is the meeting of Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then all of a sudden they noticed that they weren't alone. And some people were watching them. All those Vedic Brahmins were very attached to all the rules and regulations they were looking at. What's this? What's going on? Here's a sannyasi who's effulgent like 100 suns, like Brahman. And he's embracing the sutra. It's a nice sutra. Ramananda Roy, we appreciate it, but it comes from a sutra path. Because in Orissa, most of the Brahmins are smarter Brahmins. They're not actually Vaishnavas. And they couldn't understand why this was going on. Now, they're crying and embracing each other. Why the sannyasi is doing this? And so when they saw that, it's an important point. The calm and stop down. And then he said, oh, this is not a good place to behave like this. Mahaprabhu didn't speak about intimate topics in public forums. He didn't speak about or hear about these subjects when common people were around. These are very tight things, so we should learn this. These things should be there. We can say something about these topics here in this assembly, although we're not qualified. I'm not a qualified speaker, and I don't know how many qualified listeners we have. But this is a much more intimate place, and we should know something about it. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada wrote a whole separate book about Ramana Vishambha. Was it In Search of the Highest Truth? In Search of the Ultimate Goal of Life, which was found many years ago, a few years ago, in the Radhadamara temple, in one box. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta wrote a whole book about this. Roy Ravana, the Prabhupada, wrote about this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Prabhupada also wrote about this in Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. This Ramananda Sambhad is very important, and we need to understand it. Because if we only go for a darshan of vritti, for becoming free from material desires, we won't ever attain artha for vritti. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said this. We have to understand what also is our goal. That doesn't mean we're reading about it and meditating on it as a sadhana, but it means we should understand why we're here, why we have Radhika Raman on the altar, why instead of Lakshmi Narayan or some other forms of the Lord, why we're worshiping the form of God and Krishna. So, Mahaprabhu told Raman on the way, I heard about you from Sarvabhauma, and I came here to see you. And Mahaprabhu, and then Ramananda Roy spoke many humble things to Mahaprabhu, said it's the nature of saints like yourself to come and deliver sinful, wicked people like myself. I'm the most fallen person, but I can understand, you're very exalted. And Ramananda Roy told him, there's over 1,000 people here in my entourage, and I'm looking at them, and what are they all doing? They're all crying now. And off from their lips, all of them are chanting Krishna, Krishna, just by seeing you. You must be the Supreme Lord Himself, because no ordinary human being could do this. And Mahaprabhu, he wouldn't accept that, because he's in Bhagavan. He's not come to be Bhagavan, he's come to be a Bhagavan. He's teaching us, if someone glorifies us, we shouldn't accept that. We should give that to our Gurudev. If they come and say, oh, very nice class, very nice worship, nice kirtan, we should think, I have nothing. My guru told me to do that. My guru gave me this inspiration. He gave me whatever feelings I have. He gave me whatever understanding I have. So this belongs to him. It doesn't belong to me. Mahaprabhu told him, no, this is not because of me. This is because you're the best of the devotees. And just by seeing you, you've melted everyone's heart. So they exchanged words like this. And then some Brahmin came there and invited Mahaprabhu for lunch. Seeing that that Brahmin was a Vaishnava, Mahaprabhu agreed. And they agreed that they would meet later that evening in a private place because they wanted to discuss something appropriate. We also have a need to meet in a private place. If we don't meet in a private place, if we don't hear some higher topic, then we'll simply read the newspaper or some other thing, or maybe you'll end up leaving and going to Radhakund or some other place to hear those topics. We have all these topics here in Iskcon. In Madhya Lila Chapter 8, in this Ramananda Sambhad, all these topics are there. Srila Prabhupada describes them very nicely. But these are not topics which you speak about in some Rathiatra program. Thousands of people. But these are topics which are meant for the devotees, and we need to hear them. So, Mahaprabhu, he inquired from Ramananda Roy, what was the best thing? He told him, Padashloka Sadhyara Ninaya. You tell me what is Sadhyara Ninaya, what's the goal of life? But Padashloka, quote some sloka. Give me some pramanas. This is the beginning of the discussion. And this point is very significant. We should quote Shastra. We should learn Shastra. And don't just say that in the Bhagavad Gita it says that you should surrender to me. It does not say you should surrender to me in Bhagavad Gita. You should surrender to me is an English sentence. And Bhagavad Gita was spoken in Sanskrit. You should say, Sarvadhanam Purityagya. Mamekam Sharam Braja. That's what Bhagavad Gita says. And people do this, it's a common thing today. That we quote some English translation, we say the verse says. That's not the verse. Maybe sometimes it's simpler. No problem. Quote the translation, but say the translation says. You know, when they translated Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita into Bengali, They didn't put the Mula Shlokas first, and they wrote Bhagavad Gita. And there was a big uproar in West Bengal at that time, because there's many scholars and pundits. They said, this is not Bhagavad Gita. This may be a book about Bhagavad Gita, but it's not Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita begins Dhritarashtra, Raja, Dharma, Dhammachetri, Kuru, Ketri, Samaveda, Yudhisthira. That's Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is in Sanskrit. And this is in Bengali. This is not Bhagavad Gita. So they had to reprint. People wouldn't accept it. Because they know. Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Bhubaneswar in 1977, he said, the duty of the devotee is sampradaya rakshana, to protect our sampradaya. So we should quote pramana. And Mahaprabhu is teaching us here, pada shloka sadhya ninoya. He told me, you please tell me what is the sadhya ninoya, what is the goal of life, to quote some shlokas, quote some verses to tell us that. So Ramananda Roy, he began, he said, so dharma chayane Vishnu bhakti hoy. Do like doing vanashram, one gets Vishnu bhakti. And he quoted the verse from the Vishnu Purana. Vanashrama charavata purushane parapuman Vishnu rabhyate panta namyat tattva shakana. Vishnu rabhyate panta namyat tattva shakana. There's no other way to please Lord Vishnu than by doing vanashram. Mahaprabhu, when he heard that, he said, Eho bhaya. Aage kaha aar? Eho bhaya. This is external. Aage kaha aar? Can you say something more? He rejected that. How can he reject that? Vishnu Purana says, Vishnu arajate panta. Not yet. Satoshakaranam. There's no other way to please Lord Vishnu. The Bhagavatam says, Atapandir Vita Shrestha Vanashrama Abhibhagasa. Samititasya dharmasya samsudya haritoshanam, that the highest perfection one can attain through vanashram is by pleasing the Lord. So we should understand it has a relative position. He's speaking this for people on a lower level. Just like a father is pleased when he sees that his son is obeying the law. But does it really please the father? Just if his son doesn't break the law, Prabhuji, if your sons are not going to jail, you're happy that they're not going to jail, I'm sure. But is that really pleasing you? No. You're pleased if you see them, they said, Dad, I really want to chant 16 rounds a day. Can I do that, please? Can I go to the Guru Kula? I want to do that. Then you become very happy by that. Not just if they're staying out of trouble. So vanashram dharma means you're staying out of trouble. But you're not really doing anything positive for the pleasure of the Lord. So Mahaprabhu, he said, Eho bhaya, age kaha ar. This is okay, but can you say something more? So then Ramananda Roy said, Krishna karmarpana, sarva sadyasar. The goal of everything is to offer everything to Krishna. And he said, Yakkarosi, Rashnasi, Yajjohosi, Yadasya. He quoted Bhagavad Gita. Everything should be offered to Krishna. And what did Mahaprabhu say? Eho bhaya. Adhikaha. This is external. Say something more. Who is it you're offering it to? You haven't given any information. You're just offering it to someone named Krishna. Who is this Krishna? There's no information. So then, Ramananda Roy spoke to him, he said, Sadharma Tyag, A Sadhyasar. To give up on ashram. That's the real goal. Sarva Dharma Mrityada, Mamekam Sharanam Vrija. He spoke this verse. And what did Mahaprabhu say? Eho Bhaya, Age Kaha. This is also external. It's not good enough. We become very confused. But I heard in Bhagavad Gita class, this is the most important verse. This is the essence of the Bhagavad Gita. It's the essence of Bhagavad Gita if you understand who is speaking Bhagavad Gita. But if you don't understand, who are you going to surrender to? It has no meaning. It's something impersonal. So then, Ramananda said, okay, Jnanisha Bhakti Sajasar. That Bhakti is mixed with Jnana, that's the goal. And he quoted another verse, Brahmabhuta prasanatma na sochiti na kamchiti samasaradeshu bhuteshu madbhaknyam labate padam. You'll get bhakti, Brahmabhuta prasanatma. If you understand the Brahman platform and you treat everyone equally, Mahaprabhu said, Eho bhaya, agachaha. This is also external. And then came the demarcation point. Very important point. We're going to emphasize this beginning part of Ramananda Sambhad, not the later part so much. Then Ramananda Roy said something else. Gyanashunya bhakti, sadhusar. The real goal is bhakti free from jnana. And he spoke a very important verse. A verse from the 14th chapter, 10th canto, spoken by Lord Brahma. Gyane prayasamudapasya namanta eva jivanti sammukharitam bhavadiya vajam stani sikdashikatam danuvam manovir yetra iso ajitatiko hachitaitri lokyam. Very important verse. So to explain this verse, we were given a seminar in Ramana Sambhad, we spent sometimes 2 or 3 days on this one verse. This verse has so much purport to it. It's, my gosh. He says, Jnana Prayasa. Give up all your jnana. In other words, all the things you said previously, from Vanashram to Yatroshi to Sarvadam, put together to Brahmabhuta Prasanatma, all that speculation. Now, Jnana Prayasa. Give up that speculation. Udapashinamanta Eva. Surrender properly. Jivanti Satmukharitam Bhavadiya Vartam. Your life is Krishna Katha. Bhavadiya Vartam. From Satmuk, from the lotus mouth of a pure devotee. This is our life. This is the difference between the previous position and the position now. You're hearing from a self-realized person. You're hearing from someone who's a touch of darshi. What is it Bhagavad Gita says? We should find a guru. Bhairajani says, Upadekshyam Vidhegyanam Gyanina Tattva Darshi. You should approach a Tattva Darshi guru. And in his commentary, in his verse, Sridhar Swami, the very famous Acharya, he says, Apalokshana Bhava Sampana. The Tattva Darshi means someone who directly sees Krishna. Not just, oh yeah, I saw the deity today. But someone who speaks to Krishna. Someone who sees and knows Krishna. It's no longer speculation. Now you come in contact with someone, a self-realized soul. Jnane Prayasam. All the previous things were speculation. In other words, you can't understand by reading books. It's a big subject. Very controversial thing. Once they asked Srila Prabhupada in Australia, I could give you the exact reference if you want. Madhavisa Prabhu, 1974, asked him, Prabhupada, can you become a devotee just by reading your book? Prabhupada said, no. You have to approach the person. They were very astonished. They said, well, what about your purport? Prabhupada said, no, no. You have to approach a person. In another lecture in Los Angeles, Srila Prabhupada once said that some people say, what is the use of accepting a guru? I'll just read the book. I'll read the Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada says they may read Bhagavad Gita 100 times. They may read it 1,000 times, and they won't understand until they approach a guru. And Prabhupada says in that lecture, very interesting, and he says, of course they have a very bad experience. Does that sound familiar? Many people have some bad experience. So then they say, I won't accept a person. Now, I'll just only go to the book, and the book will give me everything. There's an interesting statement from Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda in Jayadharma. He says, for various reasons, common people don't easily develop faith in exalted personalities who are still living. Whereas they tend to develop great faith in the activities of Mahajan who passed away. Does that sound familiar? Srila Prabhupada's desire. We appreciate Srila Prabhupada. He's our Param Guru. He's our everything. But don't think of Srila Prabhupada failed. And I want to meet Srila Prabhupada. I'll meet him through his representative. This is called Parampara. This is our system. So, Gyane Prayasa Murupashi Ramanta Eva Jivanti Sammukaritam Bhavadiya Bhavati. We want to hear from a person. You can't hear from a book. It doesn't make any noise. Now, Mother Irma was making some books that make a noise. But it's just a recording. And Prabhupada, in one place, he said, we don't want to hear from a gramophone. Another place, he said, we don't want to hear from a telephone. Wow. If I could speak to Srila Prabhupada on a telephone, that would be pretty good, wouldn't it? But he says, we don't want to hear from a telephone. We want to hear from a person. That's important. Jivanti, who's alive, who's going to give us life. Satmukaritam bhavadiya bhavadiya. And then what do you do after you've heard that? What do you do after you've come to Guru? Just put a big picture on the wall and you're getting your beads and your guru and tell everybody, I'm a disciple of Guru Maharaj. Or do you do run here and there, and I'm going to leave my guru, I'll go to some higher person? Sani Sita, stay where you're at. Shuti Gitam Ganavan Manovir. Try to eat what's on the plate in front of you. Try to digest what your guru day has given you. Sani Sita Shuti Gitam Ganavan Manovir. And if you do that, you try it so, Ajita Jito Paji, try to Lokyan. That personality is Ajita, Krishna, who can't become conquered. Ajita Jito, he becomes conquered by a person who behaves like this, who properly listens. This is Shrota Parampara. This is the Parampara of hearing. This is our Parampara. So many things were said by Ramananda Roy to Mahaprabhu. After he spoke these things, then Mahaprabhu, he accepted that. He said that this is okay. He said, but can you say something more? Ayohoi, agi kahan, this is all right, but can you say something more? And then he began to speak about Prem Bhakti, Rasa, and Prem Bhakti, and then he spoke about Rasa, and he spoke about four Rasa, five Rasa, he only spoke about four. He didn't speak about Shanta Rasa, he only spoke about Daksha, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Manurja Rasa. And each one explained at length. He didn't speak about Shantaras because there's no mamata, there's no sense of possessiveness there. It's not pleasing to the Lord. And that's why Mahaprabhu said, Charidya Rasa, I've come to give four rasas, not five, because Shantaras is no pleasure to the Lord in that. So he spoke to him about what is Dasya Rasa. What is, and Mahaprabhu said, Eohoi, Agi Kahar, this is nice, but can you say something more? He spoke to him about Sakya Rasa. And again Mahaprabhu said, this is good. He said, Eho Uttam, Agi Kahar, this is very good, but can you say something more? And then he spoke about Satsalya Prem, Sarva Satya Sar. And Mahaprabhu said, Eho Uttam, again, this is very good, Agi Kahar, can you say something more? And then he spoke Kansa Prema Sarva Sadhya Sarva. He spoke about Kansa Prema, the love of the gopis. And then Mahaprabhu said, Eho Uttam. Adhikar, can you say something more again? And then he spoke about Srimati Radharani. And Radharani's ecstasies. And then Mahaprabhu said, this is very good. Can you say something more than that? And Ramananda Roy, he had a problem with him. He said, I've never met anyone who could even ask a question like that. And he said, there is something more that I could say, but I have a problem now, because I can't quote Shastra about this. I have to quote my own writing. And he spoke to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about Prema Vilas Vivarta. Prema Vilas Vivarta, it's a very, very elevated thing. The Prema Vilas Vivarta is when Radha and Krishna become one. Although they have two bodies, they become one. And this is a subject, which is a common thread throughout Ramananda Sambhava, because the meaning of mamata is also oneness. There's no oneness in these lower rasas. And it's coming higher and higher. Speaking, he's getting to his ultimate point, which we'd like to speak about very briefly here. He spoke about how Radha and Krishna become one. Srila Prabhupada, he's explained that in a number of different places. In his teachings of Lord Caitanya, in the introduction, he writes, Radha and Krishna are one. And when Krishna desires to enjoy pleasure, he manifests himself as Radharani. Although we speak of when Krishna desires, just when he did desire, we cannot say. We only speak in this way, because in conditional life, we take it that everything has a beginning. However, in the absolute or spiritual life, there's neither beginning nor end. Yet in order to understand that Radha and Krishna are one, and if they also become divided, the question when automatically comes to mind. So he began to speak about what's known as pranaya. Shiradaya pranaya mahima kibhu sodhanayaya. This is one of the internal reasons why Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu came. He wanted to know what is the pranaya mahima. What does pranaya mean? If we were to explain that, it would take us a long time. We had to say something about sneha man. Because pranaya comes in the third place in the level of frame. Sneha man, pranaya rav, anurag bhav, ruda mahabhav, adi ruda mahabhav, mahoda nakimabhav, madanaki mahabhav. Radharani is Madanaki Mahabhava Mayi. She's the embodiment of Madanaki Mahabhava, the topmost ecstasy. You won't understand that right now, but we're just saying something about it. So then, why in Caitanya Charitamrita is the phrase Pranaya Mahima used? Why not Madanaki Mahabhava? Something, huh? Why did he say Pranaya? Pranaya means Vishnam Dana. Just like in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it says Vishram Dena Guru Seva. Vishram Dena, or Pranaya, means to become one. And a bona fide disciple becomes one with his Gurudev. Doesn't mean that you are your Guru. Doesn't mean even that you're representing your Guru, that, oh, you can speak to me, it's the same as speaking to my Gurudev. But it means that we become one in heart, in purpose. We're still an individual person, but we become one in purpose. So, Ramananda Roy began to speak something about this to Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu. And he told Ramananda Roy to visit Mahaprabhu. Ramananda Roy continued, he said, my dear Lord, I can understand that when you speak about this prema vilas vivarta, that it's you. This is the inner purpose of Ramananda Sambhava. Two things are there, the inner purpose. One thing is that Caitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He wants to understand Radha Bhav. He doesn't understand that thing. How can he understand that? Just like if I wanted to understand, if I wanted to play Saranagati Prabhu in a drama. Everybody loves Saranagati Prabhu. So very good, I'll play him in a drama. So I go to him and I say, Prabhuji, please tell me about your inner ecstasies in your Bhav. So, say, you came to the wrong person. I have no inner ecstasy, no Bhava, right? Yes. I can't understand from him. So we have to go to someone else, someone very close to him, maybe Mother Brinda or someone very close to that person. They can speak to us what is that person's Bhava better than that person himself can. So, Krishna wanted to understand Radharani's love, but she didn't want to give that to him. And he's telling her, please explain it to me. I don't have any body. Radharani's saying like that. So he had to go to school. He had to study from a professor. In the school of Radha Bhav, that school is the Jagannath Puridham. Two professors came, Lalita and Vishakha. And they came to Sri Ramabhai and Roy Ramananda to teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna, the mood of Radharani. So this is his purpose there in the Godavari. This is the purpose of Ramananda Roy, to speak to Mahaprabhu about Radharani. But he was doing it in a very tricky way also, because he spoke in such a way, little by little by little, the final conclusion is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other words, he spoke in such a way to glorify Mahaprabhu. So, Ramananda Roy, he spoke like this thing. He said this, that, "My dear Lord, I understand you have accepted the bodily complexion of Radharani, and now you're tasting her bhav, and you've appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." And then, Kaviraj Goswami said, "Te hi Ramananda hoy la ande ruchide, nari te na hari deha, hari la bhunde." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested a form before Ramananda Roy. He saw Krishna, and he saw Radharani. And Ramananda Roy fainted in ecstasy. Mike Gurmarsh once gave a class in Bhuvaneshwar. I was very fortunate to be there. And I remember very clearly when he began the class, he sat down and he said, "Today I'm very confused. I have a very big topic to speak about. I don't know where to begin. I don't know how to describe this." Why would Ramananda Roy faint? And he proceeded to speak for about 3 hours on the subject matter I'm going to try to explain to you in 5 minutes. I am very offended. Yes, this is the picture that I get. Thank you. We're going to try to explain something about this picture. We're not supposed to touch, we can't speak about it?
I don't know what he
said. We have to finish here? Your signs says do not touch. I want to be very obedient and follow Rukmini Krishna Prabhu. I don't want to get in trouble. I can't touch the roof. Right, it's okay, we can play some. We're just trying to follow the instructions. That's outside. Inside we can say, right? Outside, don't speak about it. Very good. So, why did Ramananda Roy faint? You faint if you see something you've never seen before. We've seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's seen Radharani, he knows Radharani very well. And he's seen Krishna. So why did Ramananda Roy faint? This is a very, very rustic, very, very in-depth question. Ramananda Roy had seen Krishna, he'd seen Radharani, and he'd also seen Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But what he hadn't seen before was Krishna and Radharani becoming one. This is a very elevated subject matter. In the Prema Dhara, the river of love, which is Braj, there are two embankments. Sambhog Tattva, the embankment of union, and Vipralambha Tattva, the embankment of separation. Both are required for the Prema Tara, that river of love, to flow. If you don't have two embankments of the river, it won't flow properly. So, there's four different types of union, four different types of separation. The four different types of union are Purvara, Man, Prema Vaichitya, and Prabhas. We won't go into these things in depth. It's a very big subject again. Bhagavad means before Radha and Krishna meet. They've heard about each other, but they haven't yet met. Man means when Radharani, or there's a very nice story we know we tell you sometimes, Krishna sometimes. When Radharani or Krishna become angry with the other one, and they don't see the other one. Radharani tells the gopis, when Krishna comes to see her, you tell that lump of that debauchee, Kabeshi shape, he's not allowed in the shop. So that's man, separation, which comes because of salty anger, so loving saltiness. And then there's prema vaicitya, which is a very inconceivable type of separation. That's when the love and the beloved are present together. Once Radharani was sitting on Krishna's lap, we tell the story, I just briefly mentioned it. And a bumblebee came and was harassing Radharani. Madhu Mumble drove it away and said, Mama, Madhu Sudan is gone. And when Radharani heard the words, Madhu Sudan is gone, she started crying. Madhu Sudan, Krishna is gone. Aribaba, Madhu Sudan means a bumblebee. But Krishna is also named Madhu Sudan. Radharani thought Krishna was gone. He's sitting on his lap. The feeling of separation. That's prema vaicitya. A very inconceivable thing. Rupa Goswami described this elaborately in the Leela Mahatma. And we may speak about this in Jagannath Puri. It has some relevance there if we have time. The fourth type of separation is known as prabhas. Prabhas means from a distance. There's two types of prabhas. Dura prabhas and sudura prabhas. Dura prabhas is when Krishna goes to herd the cows in Bandirabhana. And the gopis think they're going to die. Mother Yashoda thinks they're going to die because they can't see Krishna for 4 or 5 hours. Very, very terrible. But then he comes back at the end of the day. But Sudura Prabhas is also known as Mathura Prabhas, when Krishna leaves Braj and goes to Mathura and Dwarka. And they don't know if they're going to see him again or not. So that's the most intense. Just as there's four types of separation, there's four types of union, we won't describe it. But the final type of union is called Samridhiman Sambodh. It's fully enriched union. Samridhiman Sambodh takes place after Sudura Prabhas. After the love and the beloved are united, reunited, after being separated from a long distance. And this has some relevance to our topic. Because Krishna left Vrindavan. And he put Radharani in a fever of separation, Vipalam Vajwara. That Sudura Prabhas has three different types of Sudura Prabhas. This is a very big subject. Bhavi, Bhuta, and Bhava. And there's 10 different symptoms. We won't explain that today. We printed that in an article in our last magazine. Magazine before last, I think. Bhavi means which is coming, which is going to happen. When Krishna came to Vrindavan, and the gopis heard that Akura came to Vrindavan, and the gopis heard that he came to take Krishna away, they started feeling separation. Krishna was still there. But it was bhavi, separation which was going to happen in the future. And then there's bhuta, vipralamba. Bhuta means something which has already taken place. Krishna's already left, and they're feeling separation. The third type of Sudura Prabhas is Bhavan Sudura Prabhas. And that's in the act of happening. So if Vishakha is familiar with Bhavi Sudura Prabhas, and she's familiar with Bhuta Sudura Prabhas, but she's never seen this Bhavan Sudura Prabhas. Similarly, just the three types of, these three different types of separation is also three types of union. Bhavi, Bhuta and Bhavan, when Krishna's coming, they hear Krishna's going to be coming, he's returning the Braj. Krishna's already returned, and Krishna's returning is in the act of that. So these are three different types of union. In Bhavi Maman in Nidavan Forest, Radha and Krishna just met, but they've not yet united. In Bhuta Maman, they've come together in one body as Mahaprabhu. That's Bhuta Milan. And Vishakha has seen both of those things. Ramana Duroy has seen these two things. But what he hasn't seen is Bhava Milan, the act of union. My Guru Maharaj, he said, Krishna was thinking, that Mahabhava is there in the core of Radha's heart, and I have to get it. Otherwise, my three desires will never be fulfilled. But how to get it? How can you get it? He begged for it, but she wouldn't give it to him. He tried to go to work for her. We told a story in Gaurapurnima Day in Hyderabad about Ramika, Gopi, one Gopi who came as a maid servant to Radharani, who was actually Krishna. In a disguise, so he could serve Srimati Radharani. But he was, so he served for a little while, but he wasn't ultimately successful because they found out his disguise and he was rejected. So he couldn't serve her, he couldn't get a job to try to get that wealth from her, he couldn't beg her, he only had one recourse left. He's a chora. He's chora gadanya, the chief of thieves. He's makan chora. He steals makan. He does vastra chora. He steals the clothes of the gopis. He steals the color of the blue cloud. He's papa chora. He steals the pop of his devotee who chants his name. My Gurmai said, Krishna's expert in stealing. In Salamala, Rupa Goswami is mentioned, Kutuki Ratasomam Ritva. Krishna, who's very expert in stealing, entered into the heart of Radharani and stole it. He stole her body. How is it that Krishna disappeared from Vrindavan? How is it that we say Vrindavana Parichika Parikam Nagatsuki? Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. It's a lie. He left. Reading Krishna Bhava. Akura came and took him away. How can you say he never leaves Vrindavan? What is about Mathura and Dwarka Leela? He left. No, he didn't leave. All of our acharyas say that Vrindavan Aprichika Pari comes to Gatsi, he never leaves Vrindavan. What does it mean? It requires some explanation. My Guru Maharaj said, by putting Radharani in the fire of separation, he said her heart is like wax. And when you make a seal, you put some wax in the fire. And what happens? The wax melts. And then you put the stamp on it. The Sanskrit word is jatu, wax. So Krishna, because he's very expert in stealing affairs, he put Radharani in the fire of separation. And when Radharani felt the fire of separation in her heart, that wax melted. And Krishna entered in. First he melted it, and then he entered deeper and deeper into the deepest region of the heart of Radharani. The example he gave is of the moon and the champak flower. The moon makes the champak flower blossom. It doesn't blossom under the sun, it blossoms under the moonlight. But you can't see how that happens. How that the rays of the moon enter into the closed bud of the champak flower. Little by little by little, that happens. Similarly, Bhava Milan happens little by little. Krishna enters little by little into the rays of the heart of Ramana Srimati Radharani. And Ramana Nivoy saw that. He saw how Shama Sasadara, moonlight Shama Sunda, Krishna, was entering with his soft hand, he was peeling off the petals, petal by petal, of Radharani's heart, and entering into that champak bud of Radharani's heart. We say that Champak Vani Radha, Radharani is the color of the Champak flower. And Krishna entered into that Champak flower of Radharani's heart. And by doing that, he was able to get Radharani's love. But then when that happened, when he tasted that thing, something happened. He came back out of her heart and suddenly everything was different. Vrindavan was gone and the Kamuna was gone. The Vrindavan forest was gone. And instead of the Jamuna River, he saw the Ganga. And instead of Vrindavan, it was Navadvip, a closed compartment in Vrindavan. And when he looked down on his skin, he saw that his Shambhana, his blackest complexion, was gone. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Tapta Kanchana Gauranga. The color of Radharani is golden. The color Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was all golden. When he came out of the heart of Radharani, he found that Radha Bhava Dhuti Subhavitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. He's Krishna Swarup, but Radharani's mood and complexion is covering him. That complexion is covering him because Radharani's mood is Madanakya Mahabhava. She's Madanakya Mahabhava Mayu, the embodiment of that topmost ecstasy of love of God. And that ecstasy has a color of golden. So when he tastes that ecstasy, that color comes with it, and it covers him. And so he, Shama Sundar becomes Gaura Sundar. And Ramananda Roy, when he saw this thing, he fell to the ground unconscious. When Ramananda Roy fell to the ground unconscious, Mahaprabhu touched him, and Ramananda Roy regained external consciousness. And seeing the Lord in the dress of a sannyasi, he became struck with wonder. After Mahaprabhu embraced Ramananda Roy, and he said, but for you, no one has seen this before. So many people have seen Radha, Rani, and Krishna. And many people have seen my form as Gaura Sundar. But they've never seen Krishna entering into the heart of Radha, Rani, and becoming one with Gaura Sundar. So this is Prema Vilas Vivartha. And this is the last, most confidential subject matter of Ramananda Samvad. When Ramananda Roy reveals that the ultimate goal of all of this, my Lord, it's you. You're being very tricky. You're trying to glorify me. But actually, you're the one who should be glorified. There's a kind of competition between the Lord and his devotee. Each one wants to glorify the other. But in this competition, in the banquet of Godavari, Ramananda Roy was victorious. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was defeated. Because Ramananda Roy is Vishakha. She knows all these confidences. So at the conclusion of this Ramananda Samvad, Mahaprabhu tells Ramananda Roy two very important instructions. Outside, don't touch. Mahaprabhu said, Gukte rakiha kahan, nakori o prakash. Don't speak about this everywhere. You keep this thing a secret, people won't understand it. But we have to speak it in front of the devotees of Punjabi Bhakti. Because you're antaranga bhakti. You're the eternal devotees. Because you're coming here is something for the pleasure of the Lord. I feel that. For your Guru Maharaj. So we have to have this. If we don't have this here, then the devotees will go somewhere else again. My Guru Maharaj said, now is the time to show that everything is in Prabhupada's books and everything is in Prabhupada's society. He said, those people who are trying to say that Prabhupada only taught ABC, I want to make them wrong. I want to show everything is in Prabhupada's books and everything is in Prabhupada's society. So Mahaprabhu said, don't speak this to these common people. They'll just make fun of you. They won't understand. And he said to Ramananda Roy, Ami eka bhakula, kabhishti yamakula, asai rukomaya ammaya maya samaka. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ami eka bhaktula. I'm one crazy fellow. He told me, Vitiya bhaktula. You're a second crazy fellow, Ramananda Roy. Ata eva tumaya maya. Amaya. Ayat Shamatha, huh? Therefore, we can have some friendship. We're on the same platform. So this is the glory of Ramananda Roy. Krishna came in the mood of Radharani, trying to taste Radha Bhava, but he couldn't do it on his own. He needed an instructor. Some people, they say, and they're correct, that Ramananda Roy is the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is. He instructed Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu requested him to please teach me this thing. And Ramananda Roy instructed the Lord. Such a very, very important person. We should understand deeply his position and Gaura Lila, why he came, why Ramananda Roy came on this most auspicious day, this disappearance day. We can think something about him. And by glorifying him and hearing some glorification of him, we become purified. So on this day, we want to offer 10 million obeisances to Ramananda Roy, because he's such a very, very intimate devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shiva Ramananda Roy Ke! Shiva Ramananda Roy Kuruba Mahamahotsava Ke! Shiva Prabhupada Ke! Prema-nandi Guru-ho! Vamsa-kavadu-vishcha Kipa Sindhu-vi-eva-cha Kavita-anam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo So I think there's no time for questions, and I also have to go. So if somebody wants a question very quickly, you can come and ask them. Somebody was asking me, they want some copies of our new book. Well, you don't have to get it from me. In the gift shop, the temple has here. Please patronize our temple gift shop. Very important. You can get copies of that book there. And we'll have a program. I think some devotees want to come on Saturday night. Vasudha, Mother Anjana's house. And our topic there is the secret life of the saints, about why the devotees hide their bhajan and hide their bhav and hide their greatness. A very interesting subject matter. I'd like to just say a couple other quick announcements. One thing is that some devotees, we heard there was a problem here in the Punjabi Bhav temple. And this problem actually illustrates the greatness of this temple. The problem is some devotees are unhappy because they couldn't get service. Because everybody wants service, and so many devotees. It's a very wonderful thing. I've never heard of this problem before. So we're trying to start some Hindi publishing. And we're looking for devotees to help with translating and layout and proofreading and printing. We want to make a Hindi Bindu. A Bindu magazine and some Hindi publications. So if you're interested in that, you can come see me. Also, we have our Krishna Katamrita Bindu magazine. If anybody's not signed up, that's a free thing. You can come and see Krishna Kong, and you can get a free subscription.